Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 26th. The Festival of Northern Lights in Owen Sound has been dealing with unprecedented vandalism this year. Power boxes have been destroyed, light controllers damaged, and some displays and signs smashed, defaced, and toppled. Festival Chair Jamie Walpole.
It seems to be continuing on now. We've had one of the buildings in our little village was vandalized. Two other were broken completely beyond repair. We've never seen this before.
Walpole says volunteers spent the past weekend making repairs, and while the unrelenting vandalism this year is discouraging, they won't be deterred by it. Walpole says if you notice someone damaging a display, do not approach them. Instead, contact Owen Sound Police or report it to the Festival of Northern Lights. He says you can also support the festival with a donation via e-transfer or by contributing to the donation kiosk at Harrison Park. You can find more information on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The Bruce Peninsula Biosphere Association says it's concerned with introduced species using up all of the natural phosphorus in the Great Lakes. John Rogers, vice chair of the association, recently gave a presentation to Northern Bruce Peninsula Council.
The lakes are now considered to be phosphorus deficient. In other words, there's really not enough phosphorus out there to generate the plant life required to support the fisheries that we've come to expect.
Rogers says a main cause is the introduction of two types of mussel, the zebra mussel and the quagga mussel. The association is hoping to hold shoreline workshops with residents to try and maintain a balanced ecosystem. Measures include reducing shoreline hardening and planting native plants to prevent soil erosion, among other things. There's a competition to determine who is the greatest holiday decorator of all in Erin Eldersley. The Community and Business Association is holding its first Christmas Lights Contest. They're encouraging those who like to decorate their homes and businesses to let their creativity shine this season. The focus is on decorating the exterior of homes and businesses. There will be four categories: best residential, best commercial, best rural property, and people's choice. The aim is to make it an annual event. They say to get a photo of your decorating in before December 16th. There's more information on our news page, or you can follow the Erin Eldersley Community and Business Association on Facebook. Ontario Premier Doug Ford told Queen's Park reporters today the 25% tariff Donald Trump is threatening to impose on Canadian goods is like a family member stabbing you in the heart. He wrote on social media it would be devastating to workers and jobs in both Canada and the U.S. Ford says the federal government needs to take the situation at the border seriously. He wants what he calls a Team Canada approach and response immediately. Ford wants Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to call an urgent meeting with all premiers. Trump has claimed he'll impose this tariff until Canada and Mexico stop the flow of drugs and illegal migrants through U.S. borders. In sports, just two games in the NHL this evening, Vancouver against Boston and the Montreal Canadiens host Utah. The first game in the CHL USA Prospects Challenge goes tonight in London. Several OHL skaters are taking part in the event, but no Owen Sound Attack players this year. The two-game series pits the CHL's best NHL draft-eligible players against the U.S. National Development Team program. Tomorrow, the Attack play a midweek road game against the Erie Otters. You can hear all the action live from Erie, Pennsylvania on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. For more sports and to submit your scores, visit the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather is next. Checking the forecast. Showers or flurries tonight. We could get about 2 centimeters. 60-kilometer wind gusts becoming lighter through the overnight. The temperature dropping to -2, feeling like -8 with the wind chill through the overnight. Flurries Wednesday, a light breeze, a high of 2 degrees. Right now it is 4 degrees in Tobermory, 2 in Walkerton, and it is 4 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.